Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, we all know the terrible story. 12 people are sent to scout out the land of Eretz Yisrael, and 10 of them come back with a terribly pessimistic and gloomy report. Two of the scouts, however, Yoshua and Kalev, do not go along with the other 10. However, if we look closely at Yoshua and Kalev, a few questions arise. First of all, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tet Zayin, the Torah says, Vayikra Moshe Lahoshea Binun Yehoshua. Moshe changed Hoshea's name to Yehoshua. And why? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Bet, and says that Moshe davened for Yehoshua. Ka Yoshiacha Me'atzat Miraglim. He davened for Yehoshua. And he said, may God save you from the spies. So question number one is, why did Moshe only daven for Yehoshua and not for Kalev? Another question comes a little later in the Parsha. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Bet, the Torah says that the 12 scouts enter into Eretz Yisrael, and then we hear Vayavo Ad Chevron in the singular. He went to Chevron. Who's the he? Rashi says, quoting the same Gemara in Sota, that Kalev went alone to Chevron and prostrated himself on the graves of the Avos. And he davened that he be helped not to give in to the plan of the other scouts of the Meraglim. So the question is, where's Yehoshua? Why didn't Yehoshua join Kalev in this tefillah? And the next question comes a little later in the same Perek, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed. When the scouts come back with their negative reports, the Torah says, Vayahas Kalev Esa'am. Kalev quieted the people against Moshe. And Rashi says on that pasuk that Kalev quieted them by making them think at first that he too was going to criticize Moshe, and then after getting their attention, he went against them. But where was Yehoshua? It's true that in the next parak we're going to hear how both Kalev and Yehoshua speak out against the other scouts, against the other Meraglim. But why is it only Kalev who spoke now and in this way, making Bnei Yisrael think he was with them? Why didn't Yehoshua do that also? And our final question comes even later in the Parsha. After the Meraglim come back, after they deliver their infamous report, when Hashem tells them in Bnei Yisrael of their punishment, the Torah says in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Chaf Dalid, V'yavdi Chalev Ekev Haita Ruach Acheret Imo, etc. Hashem says that since Chalev had a different spirit and didn't follow the Meraglim, he's going to be allowed to be enter into Eretz Yisrael. But again, where is Yehoshua? Why isn't he mentioned? All of these questions are asked by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan. He died in 1933. It's found in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, and he says the following beautiful answer. The Chafetz Chaim says that there are two approaches, each one valid and each with pros and cons. Two approaches as to how to respond when we find ourselves in a chevra or in a situation that is antithetical to the Torah. One way is to fight back loudly, vociferously. And the other way is to quietly retreat, quietly, not confront, not provoke, just quietly do your own thing. Each strategy is valid, says the Chafetz Chaim, but each strategy has its pros and cons. When you do your own thing, you don't provoke the other side. They don't team up against you to try and bring you down. That's a good thing. It also affords you the opportunity to get close to that side and work to change their minds. But on the other hand, when you're quiet about your protests, they may think that you agree with them. And that can be terrible. And not only that, the Chafetz Chaim says it's easy, God forbid, to be swayed by the other side since you really never confronted them. That is when you're quiet. Again, the other strategy, when you confront people loudly and forcefully, your own beliefs remain steadfast and strong. You will not be swayed one bit by their arguments because you respond loudly and clearly. But as I just said, Your loud protests can also provoke and stir the other side to work against you, to try and bring you down, God forbid. The Chafetz Chaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew with Ruach HaKodesh exactly who Yehoshua and Kalev were and what strengths each one had. Yehoshua was the kind of person who protested loudly, and therefore he needed his name changed. He needed the tefillah of Ka Yoshiacha Me'atzat Meraglim. He needed protection from the Meraglim because they're going to come at him with full force. Kalev, on the other hand, was more quiet. He didn't fight back strongly, so he didn't need that bracha. When he got up to speak, he was quiet, so people didn't know where he stood. He was able to try and work from within to help change their minds, and that was very hard. So Hashem praises him specifically. V'avdi Kalev ekev aitaruach acheret imo. Yehoshua could never have done that. He could never have spoken with them like that from the inside. That's because they all knew very well what he stood for. He was loud and public about his opinions. Kalev could. But as mentioned, this strategy of Kalev's has risks. He could chas v'shalom be swayed by being so close to the other scouts and their evil ways. So Kalev was the one who had to go to Chevron to daven for zchus avos, not to be swayed. Yehoshua didn't need that kind of help. He would never be swayed by their opinions. Kalev knew that he might be, God forbid, so he davened for zchus avos in Chevron. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Have an amazing day, everyone.